This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now. You're listening to Ink Radio with Alan Taylor. Now, here's your host.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio, our show brought to you in part by Benetrends. Need funding to purchase a business? Trust the experts with over 30 years' experience in providing funding for the life of your business. Benetrends Financial. Visit Benetrends.com. So our guest right now, Dr. Mark Goulston. He is the author of the book Talking to Crazy. And boy, did I have an experience. And I felt a little bit of post-traumatic stress afterward. I've never been yelled at like that, since I was a kid and I stole something. I believe that's how loud I got yelled at.
Well, you know, you did the right thing by remaining calm, not getting provoked, and then focusing on a solution and making it better. But the reason you felt like you had post-traumatic stress disorder is that it still got into you and did a little bit of stressful damage.
Yeah.
So talking to crazy is really, someone referred to it as a Swiss Army knife for how to deal with all these situations. So you can go into them instead of feeling like you want to avoid these people and stressed out afterwards with a sense of mastery. And I know entrepreneurs like tactics. And so in the interest of time, one of the tactics or approaches that they seem to like is what I call the FUDO approach, F-U-D-O. And what F-U-D-O stands for is what you want to pull out of people is what they're frustrated about, upset about, disappointed about. That will calm them down. And when they calm down, you want to ask them, what would be the best outcome from this? And the reason you want to start out with, you seem frustrated. What's that about? And as opposed to you seem angry, because if you say you seem angry, they're going to feel like you're scolding them or provoking them or shaming them. But everyone admits being frustrated. And something that I borrow from my book, Just Listen, when they say, I'm frustrated about this, there's something I call conversation deepeners. And what that means is when they use hyperbole or the intensity of their voice goes up, you say something like, say more about the awful or horrendous. So you lean into that and imagine whatever they're venting is going over your shoulders instead of between your eyes. And what will happen is you'll be able to look them in the eye. You'll actually start to see them after they vent calm down. And then after they let some of that out, you could say, you also seem upset. So that's your way of getting them to express their anger, because they have that, but you don't want to call them angry.
Right.
So you seem upset. What's that about? And they say it and use another conversation deepener. Another conversation deepener is after they say whatever they say, you go, really? And they say, oh, yeah, this thing is really messing me up and whatever. And then after that, you say, I'll bet you're disappointed about something. You're disappointed in the situation. You're disappointed in someone else. You're disappointed in me. Maybe you're even disappointed in yourself. What's that about? And so what you're going to notice is you have a sense of mastery in the conversation as opposed to a deer in the headlights of a crazy person.
Right.
And as you feel in charge of them getting things off their chest, you're going to see them start to calm down. And after you go through the FUD part, frustrated, upset, and disappointed, they're almost open to listening to reason. You can say, what is the outcome? What's the now what? Given what you just said, what's the best outcome you want? And here's where you give them a little insight about how to deal with people. But because hopefully they've calmed down a little bit, you could say, let me ask you, given that outcome, do you really believe that if you approached other people the way you're approaching me, that you're going to get that outcome? I mean, do you really believe that you're going to motivate people to want to help you on this with that? I mean, you can do whatever you want, but geez, I think there's a better way to do this. And you might actually be able to give them a teachable moment in that. And you get out of Dodge and you don't have to go drink or overeat because, you dealt with it in a masterful way.
You know what? I one thing I've done in my lifetime that I learned, I think, probably in my 40s, because I think once you have, married and have kids and things happen, and sometimes there's just no outcome that's going to make anybody happy, and you have to learn how to just express yourself and then forgive and forget and move on with life. And it's worked for me so many times that I just say, all right, look, this is what I'm frustrated about. Now you know. Now it's up to you to either do it again and make me angry or frustrate me again, or to, change you know, your habits or whatever you're doing. Because, I mean, I have four kids, so you can imagine how frustrated a man I am.
Oh, yeah. But what you did right there, Alan, is you said, I'm frustrated.
Right.
Which is different than saying, you frustrate me.
Right.
You do such and such. And so when you say, I'm feeling such and such, you know, that's indisputable. I mean, I'm feeling frustrated. I mean,
right.
There's no debate with that. But a lot of times when we get triggered, we tend to cross over into you. And what you're really wanting to do is push them away, and that provokes them further.
Well, I figured the guy on the cross that said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, he was probably right. And that's where I usually leave it. Stay with us. You're listening to Inc. Radio. I think forgiveness is one of the biggest virtues that anybody can have. And you can use it in business a lot. It's Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.